This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman and Unified Socialist Chairman hold discussions on contemporary issues. Health Ministry reports more than 12,000 new COVID cases in Nepal in a single day yesterday. Odd and even systems on vehicles in Kathmandu Valley to be implemented from tonight. Weather to see improvement from today. And stampede kills at least 29 people in a religious event near Liberia's capital. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal have held discussions at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar yesterday evening. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Prachanda's personal secretary Ramesh Malla said the leaders discussed contemporary political issues including upcoming National Assembly elections, local level, federal and province level elections. Prime Minister Deuba, CPN Maoist Chairman Prachanda and Unified Socialist Chairman Nepal have agreed to convene a meeting of the ruling coalition today at 4 p.m. to discuss various issues including the upcoming elections. A total of 12,338 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 27,497 samples. Meanwhile, 649 people recovered from the COVID-19 infections in the past 24 hours. The ministry also reported 4 corona-related deaths yesterday, taking the total corona-related death toll to 11,632 in the country so far. Tribhuvan University has postponed all ongoing examinations, citing the risk of COVID infection in university staff and examinees. A meeting of the University Central Examination Board of Directors held yesterday decided to put off all annual and semester examinations to be effective from the 23rd of January until further notice. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba had asked the concerned bodies to carry out monitoring of the colleges conducting the TU examinations and to postpone the examination for a few weeks if health safety protocols of COVID-19 determined by the government were not found adopted. Likewise, the Public Service Commission has postponed all the pre-scheduled written examinations. Issuing a notice yesterday, the Commission said the examination scheduled to be conducted from the 25th of January to mid-February had been postponed due to growing risk of COVID-19. Many of the staff at the Public Service Commission are also reported to have been infected from the COVID-19. The District Administration Office Kathmandu is going to implement the odd and even systems for vehicles from tonight. Acting Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Suprabha Kanal Thungyal, shared that an order has been issued to operate public and private vehicles, including two-wheelers with odd registration number on odd days and even registration number on even days in Kathmandu Valley. The order also stipulates that public transport should not have more passengers than the seat capacity. Likewise, all passengers should be required to wear masks and sanitizers should be provided at the door of the vehicle and inside the vehicle. Similarly, it is mentioned in the order that the head of the office will make proper management of the service flow in all the public and government bodies in the district. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said the weather would gradually improve from today. However, some parts of Nepal witnessed light rain and snowfall yesterday. Air services were affected in the country due to bad weather. Flights to and from some airports were affected due to thick fog and haze from early morning yesterday following the impact of westerly wind. According to General Manager of Trivani International Airport, Pola Prasad Gurangai, the domestic flights from the international airport were generally affected while the international flights are operating smoothly. He further said flights at the airports of Eastern Tarai of the country had been most affected. Flights could not take place at Biratnagar, Janapur and Simara airports. However, the department has urged all to adopt necessary alert measures as the temperature is likely to drop further with the chances of rainfall and snowfall. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Poudar has said a hospital for teachers would be constructed in Bharatpur Metropolitan City and works would be immediately forwarded for the same. Talking to media persons in Chitwan yesterday, Minister Poudar stated that works and construction of the teachers' hospital would be started during the current fiscal year. The pre-feasibility study and land identification committee had submitted its report to Minister Poudar yesterday recommending the construction of a 300-bed capacity hospital in Bharatpur. The Election Commission has urged all stakeholders to follow the health safety protocols during the upcoming National Assembly elections, citing the growing risk of COVID-19. All the stakeholders, including voters, candidates, representatives of the parties, security personnel and volunteers, have been asked to adopt health safety protocols determined by the government in order to make the election safe and systematic. The Election Commission has also sought cooperation from all sides for conducting the forthcoming National Assembly election. The National Assembly member election is taking place on the 26th of January. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Dozens of people have been killed in a stampede at a religious event in suburbs of Liberia's capital, Monrovia. According to Al Jazeera, the overnight disaster took place at the gathering held on a football field in New Crew Town in the capital. It was not immediately clear what had caused the stampede. Police said at least 29 people were killed in the disaster, but the death toll may increase. At least two people have been killed and dozens more wounded after an explosion took place in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore. Authorities said an explosion took place in the Lohari Gate area yesterday. At least 26 people have been wounded in the blast. Four of the wounded are reported to be in a critical condition. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has hit back at the comments made by his US counterpart Joe Biden about a minor incursion by Russia into his country. US President Biden had suggested that a minor attack might bring a weaker response from the US and its allies. But Zelensky tweeted, there are no minor incursions, just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones. Russia has some 100,000 troops near the border but denies planning an invasion. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a series of demands to the West, insisting Ukraine should never be allowed to join NATO and the Defensive Alliance abandons military activity in Eastern Europe. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places in the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at some places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 13.4 degrees Celsius. Minimum temperature of 7.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman and Unified Socialist Chairman hold discussions on contemporary issues. Health Ministry reports more than 12,000 new COVID cases in Nepal in a single day yesterday. Odd and even system on vehicles in Kathmandu Valley to be implemented from tonight. Weather to see improvement from today. And stampede kills at least 29 people in a religious event near Liberia's capital. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.